Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Paige Heck with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And coming up in March, it is Poison Prevention Week, the 17th through the 23rd. So we're going to talk about where you can find great tips as far as poison prevention, and then some of the things that they do in the area. They go out into preschools and things like that. We're going to talk about all of that with Paige. Paige, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Paige, thank you so much for coming in today. Let's talk a little bit about the Southeastern Utah Health Department and what you do there. Like, what's your title?
My title is a health educator, and I work in tobacco prevention and poison control prevention and car seats.
So then I would say that going out into the preschools is right up your alley.
Yes, I love going into our preschools and talking to them.
So let's talk for just a moment then about the Poison Prevention Week. Once again, you said it's coming up March 17th through the 23rd, and it's just really a week to kind of get it to everyone's top of mind. And the hard thing about, you know, finding stats on poison control and poison prevention is they're kind of lumped in with other categories, aren't they?
Yes, they're lumped into like overdoses or suicides a lot of the time. So it's hard to get exact stats, but we just want to make sure that everybody's thinking about it and it's on everybody's mind.
So once again, you guys will be doing, and it's usually it's what you usually do, and it's great information because you just go to your Facebook page, and then you guys will do like a social media blitz that whole week with a bunch of different tips and safety things.
Yes, and we'll probably be focusing a lot because it's becoming spring, so we want people to be aware when we're outside hiking or just even out in our backyard that we're paying attention to what's around us, paying attention to our surroundings, what our kids are putting in their mouths on accident or things like that. You just never know.
You know, plants and you even brought up spiders and snakes and things of that nature just to be aware of when you're out. Plus, as you said, with springtime coming, a lot of different chemicals start floating around the house when it comes time to getting those yards ready, don't they?
Yes. And when we're spring cleaning our houses, you know, the chemicals, some things look a lot like apple juice to kids or just juices in general. So we want to make sure that our kids are knowing if they're not sure of something, they bring it to a parent.
And that's really, as I said, that's what this week is all about, is maybe it's something that adults don't even think of, right?
Exactly. I mean, you don't look at Fabuloso and think, that looks like my juice that I drink every day. But a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old might.
So those are kind of things that we need to be aware of and that. And let's talk for a moment. As I said, you guys go out into preschools.
Yes.
To teach prevention.
Yes, we love to go to the preschools. What the kids come up with is hilarious. We love it. But yeah, so we just take different lookalikes. We'll take Pine Sol and apple juice and hold them up and ask the kids which is which. And usually when you're talking about it, kids are on top of it. They know. But it's just a reminder. And then we also have this thing that has like candy on the top and medicine on the bottom, and we don't tell the kids that it's candy on the top and medicine on the bottom, but we ask them which is which. Can you point out the medicine? Can you point out the candy? And almost every single time they point to the medicine and think it's candy, or vice versa. So it's just super important that we remind our kids, if you find something on the ground that looks like candy, take it to an adult. Make sure that we're not just putting things in our mouths. And on that note, if for some reason that does happen, we just want to remind people that there is a hotline that you can call. It's 1-800-222-1222, and that's the poison helpline, and they'll be able to help you get resources or contact authorities if something does happen.
Now, do you guys have all this information? I mean, you will eventually have the information, but I would assume that the poison prevention hotline number is on your website as
yes,
well.
Yes, it is. And you can always stop by the health department. We have magnets and we have a whole bunch of different information that you can stop by at any time to get.
Because as we said, it's things that maybe adults don't realize that to a child, it looks like something completely different, especially, as you said, like medications, probably
yes,
one of the worst.
Yes. Well, and your kids watch you put it in your mouth or watch you take it, and they just think, oh, it must be okay for me, or I wonder what that is, you know? Kids are curious, and it's just super important that we're as informed as we can be to if something were to ever happen, we can help.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Paige Heck from the Southeast Utah Health Department all about Poison Prevention Week coming up March 17th through the 23rd. Great information will be on their Facebook page, on their website, or as Paige said, just head on down there. You know, talk to them down there. They've got refrigerator magnets for poison control, all those other great things just to keep you informed if anything should happen. Paige, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.